Evidence that men who have daughters are more equitable about paying women versus men on their payroll. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Let's start with new data on inflation. Consumer prices rose just 0.2% last month, slightly less if you strip out volatile food and energy. It's the first increase in 4 months, but that's really quite low 10 years into an economic expansion. Economist David Kelly is chief global strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds.
I think there are two reasons for it. One of them is that it's just getting more competitive. For example, airline fares are down, you know, after many years of an expansion, because you can go on your computer and find the cheapest airline fare in 5 seconds. But also this income inequality is actually sapping demand in the economy. But that's also why, you know, the Federal Reserve can look at this economy and say, it's not overheating. We don't need to raise interest rates because there's no inflation.
Yet, we also know from today's data that housing costs went up quite a bit, rising 3.4% year to year. I suppose wages were up by a similar amount, at least in last week's report.
The reason why I think we've got low inflation is that a lot of the income is going to the upper 10% of households in America. And frankly, they're not spending the money. There is a shortage of housing after the Great Recession. I think that is pushing up rental costs. So it's a case where, you know, inflation isn't very high, but the average American isn't feeling good nevertheless.
David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Funds, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Boeing, one stock in the Dow 30, is down another 3.8% now after dropping 5% yesterday amid questions about the safety of the model of jet that went down in Ethiopia this weekend. Those MAX 8 737s are still legal to fly in the U.S., but China, Australia, Singapore, parts of Latin America, and now the U.K. have grounded them for now. The U.S. Congress is trying to figure out what to do about recent cases of private information getting loose from Facebook and Google affecting tens of millions of users. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports now on a Senate hearing on internet privacy today.
Congress is trying to figure out if a national internet privacy law is needed or if lawmakers just need to strengthen the powers of the Federal Trade Commission. University of Arizona law professor Jane Bambauer will be testifying at today's hearing. She thinks if more consumers knew how their data was being used, they'd change their behavior. So she's in favor of beefing up the FTC, letting it establish more specific rules on internet privacy, for example.
To ask whether there's some kind of a data practice that a majority of consumers would have avoided.
Bambauer says a more powerful FTC could make crystal clear rules
that prevent companies from engaging in practices that would be unfair to consumers or to competitors.
The committee will also be looking at internet privacy laws in California and the EU. The EU law requires tech companies to get permission from consumers to collect data. Consumers have to opt in to data collection. The California law will allow consumers to opt out. Their data would then have to be deleted. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Today is the 30th anniversary of the World Wide Web, invented by British scientist Tim Berners-Lee. Our conversation about that is in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, if you miss it on the air. U.S. intelligence officials worry that telephone equipment made by Huawei of China could be used to spy. Huawei says it would never help China's government spy. Germany looked into this, gave Huawei a seal of approval, and decided to go with Huawei to help it build out its super-fast 5G wireless network. But now the Trump administration has warned Germany if it uses Huawei, the U.S. will not share quite as much intelligence with the Germans. It's in a letter from the U.S. ambassador to Germany in the Wall Street Journal. We recently heard from Tom in Basel, Switzerland, who wrote to tell us that he appreciates and trusts the way that Marketplace analyzes the economy without foolishness or bias and makes him think about issues in different ways. Now, if you agree with Tom, please join him as a Marketplace investor by donating online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Tom and everyone who makes our work possible.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Last week, a judge ruled that the companies of a certain size have to disclose information about the race of their employees, along with gender, in the fight against pay discrimination in the U.S. Some more details now on the effects of pay transparency and gender, this time from Denmark. Margarita Chuchera is an associate professor of finance at Cornell University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
So Denmark tries to deal with this through, I think, transparency.
Yes, yeah, so Denmark had this reform back in 2006, which allows us to study what were the effects of this type of regulation.
And type of regulation has to do with companies of a certain size have to disclose what they're paying different people?
Exactly. So companies that had more than 35 employees had to disclose statistics by gender and type of work.
So the people who had to report what they're paying different people, their gap over time got smaller. It shrunk.
So what we saw in practice is when we compare these two groups of firms, we saw that the way companies adjusted is by reducing the growth of the male compensation. So all wages went up over time, but the wages of men in reporting firms grew by less relative to the wages of men in companies that did not have to report.
Oh, I see. So it's not that the, for instance, women got big pay raises. It's that maybe the rise in compensation for the guys was tapered off a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we saw. We also saw them adjusting other behavior. For example, although it was not required by the law, companies hired more women. And also they were more likely to promote women after the regulation passed.
You also found some interesting data about managers who had children versus those who had no children.
What was interesting is that male managers who had more daughters than sons, they closed the pay gap more, which is interesting because there are prior studies who have shown that men in more diverse homes, they have female children, they have daughters, they actually have more progressive views about equality. And that's what we did also in our study, that if this manager had more daughters than sons, they closed more the pay gap.
Margarita Chuchera is an associate professor of finance at Cornell who studied these matters. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our producers are Victoria Craig, Michael Lipkin, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Sasha Woodruff. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.